We roll on the Biloxi Shockers pregame show as we get set for a 6:05 first pitch between the Biloxi Shockers tonight, playing as the King Cakes against the Tennessee Smokies. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and I'm joined by one of the newest members of the Biloxi Shockers, and Adam Hall. Adam, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
New team, new organization. You were signed out of independent ball at the end of May. How wild has these last couple of weeks been, and now finally getting to settle in Biloxi?
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. Indy ball, we started out in Texas, so from Winnipeg to Texas, back to Winnipeg, and then signing after six games, which was pretty unexpected, down to Arizona, and now finally here.
How excited are you to be back at the AA level? You made it up to AA in the Orioles organization, but quickly signing out of Indy ball, and then you're thrown right into the lineup here in Biloxi.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing opportunity. It's pretty cool getting back into the clubhouse like that with the AA team. Yeah, I mean, it's exactly what I wanted. Couldn't have asked for anything else.
What's it been like adjusting to a brand new organization?
I would say having that brief period in Winnipeg where I kind of had to do it as well has definitely helped me, but it's not hard, man. I mean, it's a good clubhouse, great group of guys. From being here 3 days, I can tell that already, and it's not a hard thing to do.
You're talking about that Winnipeg bus ride. That is the most daunting bus ride probably in all professional baseball, the Cleburne to Winnipeg road trip. How was your time in Indy ball? Obviously just six games, but you fared well enough to get signed by the Brewers.
Yeah, I mean, that road trip wasn't too bad. Luckily, we broke it up. We kind of played some games on the way there for spring training, and on the way back, we had another series. Yeah, definitely not upset about the shorter bus rides here. We did have a pretty sweet sleeper bus, though, which first time having that, so that was pretty cool.
You've been playing the infield here early on in Biloxi. Last night, you made one of the most impressive plays I think we've ever seen on this field. A ball deflected off Blaylock's glove, bare hands, sling it to first. How much do you take pride on the defensive end of your game?
Yeah, I mean, like, I was drafted as a shortstop and then kind of played more outfield lately, so I've really tried to make myself as versatile as possible and, you know, fill in wherever I'm needed, just like if something like last night happens, and then today again.
How much do you enjoy that versatility and the ability to play everywhere?
It's cool. It keeps you on your feet a little bit. It keeps things exciting, you know. You never know exactly where you're going to play, so I enjoy it personally, yeah.
Well, and the big question on top of that is, how many different gloves do you own?
Just two.
Making it easy. You also are in AA with a familiar face. You and Andy Yerzy were both teammates when you were younger. You've known each other a lot. Both grew up in Ontario. How incredible is it to be able to reconnect with them?
Yeah, it's pretty funny how that kind of circles back there. I mean, me and Yerzy played together, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but 2015 and 2016 on the junior national team. So it's been a little bit, but it's always good to see that familiar face.
Was it one of those situations where you walked into the clubhouse and it was a double take of, wait a minute?
No, I knew he was here, so I knew what I was walking into.
How nice is it when you're adjusting to a new organization to have a familiar face? Does it make life easier for you?
Certainly, yeah. I mean, just having that little more sense of comfort, even though, like I said earlier, it's not been hard settling in here, but yeah, it's nice to have someone, you know.
You talked that you two were teammates on the Canadian Junior National Team. You were born in Bermuda, moved to Canada to pursue baseball. How wild has that been to be able, growing up in Bermuda, moving to Canada, getting to play and represent Team Canada, and now be alongside some more Canadians here in Biloxi?
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess from someone from the outside looking in, it's pretty wild, but it's just my life. It's just what I've done. So for me, it's, you know, it's what I've had to do to get where I want in the game of baseball, and it is what it is.
And one other big thing as well here in Biloxi, you are one of three Canadians on this roster. You and Yerzy, both teammates back when you were a kid, but it's also a great opportunity again for you back at the AA level. What's it been like, not only adjusting to this clubhouse, as we talked about a little bit, but just getting back with your feet under you? You were hurt a lot last year, finally back and playing every day.
Yeah, I mean, being healthy is always definitely the better option. Hopefully can start to settle in a little more at the plate. Haven't seen too much pitching, as you said, six games in Indy ball, but you know, that's not an excuse. You gotta grind it out and see what you can do to get on base.
Appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shockers and Smokies coming up next.